Hello and welcome to episode 41 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host, Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. Which Irish county has the lowest population? Question 2. Who wrote the Da Vinci Code? Question 3. Which film and stage actor was also known for his 2 marriages to Elizabeth Taylor? Question 4. George O'Dowd is better known as whom? Question 5. What is the most used colour on national flags? Question 6. Who served as the leader of Fine Gael from 1977 to 1987, including 2 terms as Taoiseach? Question 7. Macadamia and Brazil are types of what? Question 8. Released in 1983, Synchronicity was the final studio album by which British band? Question 9. How many different colours are there in the Google logo? And question 10. Which country was formerly known as Burma? Well, that's it for the general knowledge round. Next up, it's the audio round. And given that the Men's FIFA World Cup is about to start this weekend, this week's audio round focuses on soccer pundits. You're about to hear 5 clips of famous soccer pundits speaking. You simply have to identify who it is. The audio round, question 1.
I wasn't a good night for Mourinho, because, I mean, he's taken lots and lots of praise in the past, quite rightly, in many ways. The way he played it last week, I think the way he played at Liverpool was good. I think tonight wasn't good. I think he was trying to be a bit of a genius. Aspilicueta, for example, playing more or less on the right wing to stop the left back coming forward. He was good attacking player, playing at home. And no real creativity in the middle of the field.
Question 2.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what is Arsenal's way of playing and style going forward. Because when you put up those match stats, that yes, we dominated possession, but what actually were we doing with it? Were we opening up a Spurs team? No, we were putting crosses into the box. But then when you look at the players that Arsenal have, that's not your styles of players. When you look at Aubameyang, how many goals has he scored from his head across all the 74 goals that he scored for Arsenal? 3. He's not your sort of...
Question 3.
Man City and Liverpool have raised the bar over the last few years. This idea finishes second. It's not as if they finished second and City won it the last day of the season. Man City won the league they won it 2 months ago. The league's been over the last few months. So United have gotten a comfort zone of going, well, we're second. They've had a few plaudits, and I've been one of them. But all of a sudden, the last week or two, I'm looking at this Man United group of players and their mentality. Even tonight, nowhere near good enough. Nowhere near. This group of players will not close the gap on Man City next year. No chance.
Question 4.
If he had been that good first time round at United, would Fergie have allowed him to go?
You know, Fergie was the best in the business at coming over to Ireland and sitting in a boy's room with his parents and persuading him United was the right club. He'd be in Belfast, you know, every other weekend. I mean, nobody worked harder at being successful than Fergie. If Fergie had really wanted Pogba to stay, I'm sure Pogba wouldn't have been allowed to go. He would have made sure he stayed. So maybe Fergie saw something in him that wasn't right then.
And question five.
Now, we don't want this kind of stuff. It's no good. And I think in that game, comments made by Ireland's assistant manager, Roy Keane, may have contributed. He talked about war and people dying for their country and all that old rubbish. We don't need that, whether it's Wales. And I don't expect it, to be honest. I don't think it does anyone any favours. I don't think they need it. And I hope it's not there, because that's not what we are.
Now, continuing with the soccer team, this week's topical round will focus on the Men's FIFA World Cup. Question 1. In 1930, which country won the very first World Cup? Question 2. Who is the only player to have won 3 World Cups? Question 3. Which country knocked Ireland out of Italia 90? Question 4. The only other World Cup to be held entirely in Asia thus far was held in which year? And question 5. Who are the reigning World Cup champions going into the 2022 World Cup? Well, that's it for the topical round, and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. First up, the general knowledge round. Question 1. The Irish county with the lowest population is Leitrim. In fairness, I don't think I've ever met anyone from Leitrim. Question 2. The Da Vinci Code was written by Dan Brown. Question 3. That actor, who was well known for his 2 marriages to Elizabeth Taylor, was Richard Burton. Question 4. George O'Dowd is better known as Boy George. Question 5. The most used colour on national flags is red. Red features on 75% of all flags worldwide. It is followed closely by white at about 70%, and then blue, which features on about 50% of the world's flags. In fact, only Sri Lanka and Jamaica do not feature the colours red, white or blue. Question 6. That leader of Fine Gael from 77 to 87, a rival of Charlie Haughey, although arguably his bigger rivals were within his own party, but that man who served 2 terms as Taoiseach was Garrett Fitzgerald. Question 7. Macadamia and Brazil, no, they are not types of waxes, they are nuts. Question 8. Synchronicity was the final studio album, although it is possible they may make another, but highly, highly unlikely. But it was the final studio album by The Police. Question 9. There are 4 different colours on the Google logo. Red, blue, green and yellow. And finally, question 10. The country formerly known as Burma is Myanmar. Next up, we had the audio round, which was on those soccer pundits. At question 1, we heard John Giles. Question 2 was Sky Sports pundit Alex Scott. At question 3, we heard the unmistakable twang of Roy Keane. That was followed by Graham Souness. And finally, question 5, the one and only Eamon Dunphy. Unfortunately, all of the really good clips of Eamon were in very poor quality, so I had to settle for something a little more PG. Finally, we had the topical round, which was on the men's FIFA World Cup. Question 1. The very first country to win the World Cup back in 1930 was Uruguay. Question 2. The only player to feature on 3 World Cup winning teams was the one and only Edson Arantes de Nascimento, better known as Pelé. Question 3. The country that knocked Ireland out of Italia 90, breaking the hearts of millions of people who had spent weeks on the piss, was Italy. Question 4. The only other World Cup prior to this one to be held entirely in Asia thus far was in Japan and South Korea in 2002. And finally, the reigning World Cup champions going into the 2022 World Cup are France. I hope everybody enjoys the World Cup responsibly and they don't go betting the house, the kids and the wife on a silly little football game. Well, that's it for this week's quiz, so give yourselves a mark out of 20 and please do get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week and happy quizzing.